You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now, despite the popularity of Halal Guys, which we told you about a few minutes ago, big plates of meat with creamy sauce are probably less of a food trend than they used to be. The food and beverage industry is finding that we prefer to be sated by more healthy, natural food. And in the coming year, food makers and sellers will be trying to deliver. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has a look.
Food trends develop slowly. So says Darren Seifer, the food and beverage industry analyst at the NPD Group, a research firm. Seifer says there aren't seismic shifts in the offing, but he expects a few trends probably will accelerate. Some of them boil down to one simple word.
Just think of the word no. So no preservatives, no additives, no growth hormones.
Seifer says all those no's are part of consumers' growing focus on clean food labels. They want food in its purest form. Seifer says consumers will keep that up in the coming year, along with their developing aversion to sugars. Whether you're talking high fructose corn syrup or table sugar, Seifer says added sugars are replacing fats as the demons of the food world.
So about two-thirds of adults are now telling us that they're trying to cut back on or avoid sugars completely in their diets.
That means sweet foods will keep losing ground to savory ones. Processed foods will keep losing ground to fresh produce and meats. This is all playing out in the restaurant world, too. Industry consultant Michael Whiteman filled me in. Okay, you tell me if something is in or out. Vegetables.
In.
Pasta.
Out.
How about fried chicken?
In.
If that last one, fried chicken, seems surprising, Whiteman says some restaurants are basically using it as a vehicle for hot sauce.
It's a contest to see who can blister your palate more.
Spicy foods in general, also a thing. Count on seeing more of it in the new year. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.